What if there was no light chit chat? What if your boss was, you know, pretty, things were pretty sterile? I mean, there's just no, you say, oh, well, that sounds like my work. Anyway, Dave, nah, well, no, I mean taking it a step further. What if you were basically taking your marching orders, not from a boss, but not from a human being, but from a robot? Okay, this is now reality for Hitachi. They've rolled out artificially intelligent systems at a number of their warehouses in Japan where robots are giving orders to human employees. Is this a good idea? You know what? In their trial, they're finding that the system is actually, this is a shocker, boosted productivity by 8%. So now we have basically robots taking orders at fast food restaurants in certain places in the U.S. and replacing workers at the counter. And that's a separate issue, but it's got some alignment. What about taking orders from a machine manager? Let's talk about this morning with our tech expert from KI Technology Group, principal and CEO there, Linda Lynch. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Dave.
So does this surprise you in any way, shape, or form, or is this just the next step down the tech road?
It doesn't really surprise me, and I think it is the next step down the tech road when you think about all of the information that's available to make, to use as the basis for decisions today. It's a lot more data than the human mind can comprehend and deal with. So what Hitachi has done is they have designed this manager that's using artificial intelligence to analyze all of the data that's available, including things like the weather, how the humans are performing, and make decisions based on all of that information to increase productivity, and it seems to be working pretty well for them.
So what happens with the other angle, which is, hey, Dave, how are you doing today? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it was just something. I think it was something I ate. I'm just not feeling good. I'm going to try to get through. Maybe you work on half speed today. So-and-so will pick up your slack. Whatever. How does a robot deal with that, you know, I get very human angle, which is not everybody, you know, operates their 8 hours as a machine.
That's true. And while it doesn't really tell me in the information that I was looking at,
right,
how many people are in those warehouses, it does talk a little bit about similar things that Amazon is doing, somewhat similar. So in Amazon's warehouses, they have, in a typical warehouse of 1.2 million square feet, which is the equivalent of 28 football fields, they have 1,500 full-time employees and 3,000 robots. So in that case, the robots, which are not exactly like the ones that Hitachi has, but
right,
they are going out and lifting these stacks of shelves and presumably bringing them back to a central location where the humans can package them up and get them sent out to us. If you have 1,500 full-time employees, I'm pretty sure you're still going to have some sort of human management structure in place that can deal with the human aspect of having people employed for you, but not deal with the here's exactly what we need to get done and how we're going to get it done. So I think they're two separate things.
Yeah, I find it fascinating. I really do, Linda, because, you know, there's something about this. It seems somewhat counterintuitive, only that, you know, we've been taught that robots can do certain things that are repetitive and menial and can lead to physical problems for humans, you know, carpal tunnel, mm-hmm, all kinds of repetitive mm-hmm stress, these type of things. And that we've accepted that robot angle there, but always, you know, it gives humans more wide range instead of doing the tedious and the monotonous and the repetitive to kind of branch out. Now, if the robots are doing some of that too, it does change the equation just a little bit out there. And I imagine a lot of companies are watching with high interest this project and this experiment, Hitachi, and see how they might be able to employ. So it's just a way that, you know, either early or later adopters, it's just the way that we automatically roll, isn't it?
It is. And it was interesting that Amazon noted that even though they've added these robots, they don't intend to cut any of their employees. So that tells me that what they're looking for is to be able to do more with the group of employees they already have. and expand their business without expanding their workforce.
All right. Well, Linda Lynch is with KI Technology Group. She's our tech guru. When you call them at 333-6540, you're never going to get a robot. You're going to get a real person. And that's a great thing. We hope that doesn't change. We know it's not going to change. KITechnologyGroup.com. We always appreciate talking with you on a Monday. Linda, have a wonderful day.
You too, Dave.